right. Let's talk wellness corner there. A focus on healthy aging is what we speak of today. Our time is 39 minutes past four. So as the world's population of older adults increases, both in numbers and in proportion to overall populations, it is becoming more important to explore ways in which people can enjoy their longer lifespans. The organization Aurea Senior Living, one of the leading developers of senior living communities in South Africa, has put together a couple of tips to assist in healthy aging. So a conversation took place between Barry Cagason, who's the CEO of Aurea Senior Living, and the SABC's Lebo Tinani. So let's listen to how that went.
Healthy aging really, as defined by the World Health Organization, is the process of developing and maintaining functional ability that enables well-being in older age. So the question we have to ask is, what is functional ability? So functional ability is about having the capabilities that enable people to do and to be what they have reason to value, which includes a person's ability to meet their basic needs, to learn, to grow, and to make decisions, to be mobile, to build and maintain relationships, and very importantly, to be able to contribute to society. If one looks in the dictionary at the definition of retirement, actually, which obviously applies to a lot of older people, it actually says to one of the definitions of retirement is actually to withdraw from service. And of course, nobody wants to see themselves that way. So contributing to society is very important as one ages. To retain a sense of meaning and purpose in life is very important.
Mm-hmm. Take us through the benefits of staying healthy and living a balanced life as one gets older.
So really, these benefits, as you ask, are pretty well documented. And we see the benefits in our residents who have committed to healthy lifestyle choices on a daily basis. And these include better general health, the ability to recover from illness or injury quicker, reduced likelihood of chronic disease, and these in turn promote continued ability to engage in meaningful activities, which at the end of the day leads to an increased overall sense of well-being. Studies in the US have shown that an increased sense of purpose in life have a marked impact not only on mortality, but on prevalence of chronic disease, on use of medication, on hospital visits. So it's quite clear that maintaining this ability to participate in meaningful activities and to have a sense of purpose in life is critical to well-being as we get older.
Mm. Now, you share a couple of tips on healthy age again. The first one you mentioned is being proactive about one's physical health. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so there's a couple of aspects to being proactive about physical health. Firstly, obviously, the one that everyone would think about is physical is physical fitness. And an important aspect of that as people get older is agility. When one considers that older people are at increased risk of falls, and the statistic actually is that 1 in 5 falls in older people causes serious injury. Mm. So physical fitness tied to agility is critical in ensuring healthy aging. The other one, of course, is regular medical checkups, and that is simply to identify medical issues that need to be addressed proactively rather than reactively, which is critical. Early detection in a number of conditions has a significant impact on outcome. Nutrition, of course, everyone knows, eating a balanced diet. And then, of course, getting a good night's sleep should not be underestimated. I think most of us, there are some people who just don't sleep very much, especially in this day and age. People are on electronic devices till late at night and from mm-hmm. early in the morning. And there's stresses of daily life. I think everyone knows what those are. So I think to get a good night's sleep is very important, not only as one ages, but throughout one's life.
Yeah.
So those really are the proactive measures we talk about.
Sorry, and I suppose those are interlinked as well, because you also include, mental agility, social contact, and, emotional well-being. Those are some of the tips as well that you include in the book. Tell us a little bit about that too.
Yeah, so when we talk about emotional well-being, I think that's a very important point. So we really talk about six pillars of well-being, and generally when people think about about wellness or well-being in older people, the first thing that springs to mind is the physical aspects of it. But really, that's only one of the six pillars, the others being positive emotions, for example. And that is what brings each person a feeling of happiness, of gratitude, of joy in their lives. The other is engagement, which is meaningful connections with work, with creative pursuits, with energizing activities that tap into people's personal strength and align with their personal values. Then, of course, very important, and we've seen this markedly over this time of COVID over the last couple of years, and that's relationships, which is personal connections that promote feelings of growth and belonging and support and positive emotions. And really, that's just social interaction. I think a lot of older people became very isolated in the last couple of years due to arising out of necessity, really, with COVID restrictions, etc. And I think the world has seen an impact on older people of that extended social isolation. So that aspect around relationships is really critical to this discussion. And the other one is a sense of meaning, so a sense of worthiness and purpose to daily life. And the contentment that arises when people connect. And this is just it's kind of a natural human psychological aspect of connecting to people, to environments, to objects, to experiences. And that's critical to that overall sense of well-being and purpose. And then something that shouldn't be forgotten, but unfortunately often is with older people, is the sense of achievement or accomplishment. Very often, older people are seen to sort of be at the end of their life, and therefore what they have accomplished is in the past. But that shouldn't really be the case. Every human being needs a goal of some sort and needs, at the end of the day, to have some sense of achievement. They've accomplished something successfully, that they've put in some effort or skill, and to retain a sense of competence and capability or mastery in life. And there's a certain satisfaction that arises from fulfilling those goals and intentions. And that's also critical to that emotional well-being that we talk about as people age.
All right, that's then our wellness corner.